Hey, everybody.
Hello. We're here.
We're sort of here. So, August and September are typically thought of as harvest time. It's a time of year when many harvest festivals and rituals take place around, well, harvest. And in modern times, for society, Burning Man is key among those. But this year, something really unprecedented occurred.
The annual Burning Man Festival in Nevada has turned into a dangerous mud bath this year. Torrential rains have turned the desert site into a swampland, and there's more rain in the forecast. Tens of thousands of fans are stranded here in Nevada's Black Rock Desert.
People who came for the normally sun-soaked Burning Man Festival, but extreme weather intervened. This video taken just a short time ago as the revelers were making their way out of the Black Rock Desert in Nevada. A storm dumped 2 or 3 months worth of rain in just 24 hours.
Many hours of rain.
Pretty wild story. Burning Man attendees are being told to shelter in place and conserve resources amid heavy flooding in the area. You can see that a woman right there trying to pick the mud off her shoes.
Kind of a state of emergency. Everyone was asked to stay in their camps and ration food and water and not leave the premises.
All traffic in and out is prohibited at this time.
No driving is allowed besides emergency vehicles, adding that attendees should try to conserve food, water, and fuel.
Headline events, disaster, calamity, predictable with a temporary city, tons of people, and basically one road in and out.
And a weather forecast that everyone kind of had.
Trapped in the mountains between an ancient riverbed. I mean, the place is apocalyptic on a good day. We went through there once.
We filmed it for a future project, and yeah, we were there when there was nobody there, but it's weird, disorienting to be there just at all. So I can't imagine what it would be like in extreme weather conditions. Or at a time when 6 planets are in retrograde. But anyway, if you haven't heard about this, 2 to 3 months of rain fell in a matter of hours, turning the Black Rock Desert Playa, which is normally a dry alkaline riverbed, into a muddy mess that left 70,000 people basically unable to get around at all, or barely at all. The properties of that dust, when it gets wet, turns it into a kind of sticky glop that cakes onto itself and builds upon itself. And the more people tried to walk and get around in it, the more caked on it would get.
Well, the narrative calls for extreme weather, and it's just been a year for extreme weather emergencies of all kinds.
So this was one more of those things. Normally, it's 90 to 100 degrees out there. The weather plunged down to the 60s and as low as 40s at night. The National Weather Service out of Reno referred to it as anomalously cold. We were pretty concerned about our friends who were there.
Game of Gods author Carl Tykrab. We went up, he lives in Canada. We went and visited him and did an interview with him about Burning Man a couple years back.
Upcoming film.
This is from the Club of Rome. Volume 1, Goals in a Global Community. These were the background papers for the Club of Rome report that was published, I believe it was published in the mid-70s or late 70s, Goals for Mankind. The question of myth. It is this author's belief that the Western developed countries are among the best initial candidates for the myth-making project. The audience is quite large and relatively easily reached. The countries of this area, of course talking about the Western world, the countries of this area will be required to make some significant and sometimes drastic shifts of perception in order for the new international order to be fulfilled. Thus, it is very important for these societies to make a change in their value system. In addition, a shift in values in these societies should have a great impact on the rest of the world. The Western countries, therefore, appear to be very good candidates for the reception of myths about a global society. By the late 1960s, early to mid-1970s, the real question was, that was hanging with the Club of Rome, hanging with the Stanford Research Institute, was, what will the new myth look like? What is the new myth that will give man his meaning? That will give man his purpose. And it was back to the Earth.
For an upcoming film, we're still working on it, so we haven't released that. But he's a really interesting guy, and you know, he's really nice and hosted us up there in the middle of nowhere where there's no hotels and stuff.
Yeah, he was really cool. He's a really cool guy.
So, but he's been going down to Burning Man. He does kind of a ministry thing and has enjoyed going, but he's trapped down there with everyone else, so.
And Basil Rosewater is also there, who along with our friend Gonz, aka Face Like the Sun, hosts Canary Cry News Talk.
And if you have been paying attention to the headlines, yes, things are happening out here at Burning Man. It rained about a day, maybe a day and a half. The playa dust has turned into playa mud, which has essentially turned the entire desert into a sinking quicksand pit. Now, am I okay? Yes, I'm okay. However, it was not guaranteed. Pretty sketchy around here.
So hopefully they're all right. There's a lot of rumors swirling around about people getting sick. A lot of them are unfounded. But if you're walking around barefoot in this kind of weather, I mean, it can cause health issues, so.
The Burning Man saga on TikTok has been beautiful to watch. I saw this one video here. It said, Burning Man is underwater. The end of a dream. What is the dream? Was the dream to just cosplay being homeless for a weekend while rolling on Molly?
I mean, as a retired medic from the Army, I thought I knew a lot about trench foot, but apparently, if you get like 70,000 people to get it, you learn all sorts of new stuff. You don't know anything about Burning Man? It is a festival where a bunch of well-off people with money to burn and not enough struggle in their day-to-day life decide to manufacture some by driving out into the desert to camp there for a while and do drugs. They also, you know, light a giant effigy on fire, hence the Burning Man. They'll tell you that it's about, you know, the culture. It's about finding yourself, spirituality, about radical self-reliance. Except if any of that were true, they would act like Boy Scouts, and that place would be the cleanest thing on earth. If all these spiritually enlightened, self-reliant people were not lying, that you'd never know that they were there. But that's not happening, obviously, because there are protests like every year about this thing. It's an ecological disaster.
Stop building a temporary city in the middle of nowhere while we're in the middle of an unhoused f***ing homeless problem, okay? You know what brings f***ing housing prices up? I'm gonna tell you something. It's one small thing. I know one of you are gonna yell permitting, but I bet your lumber costs aren't f***ing helping things when you go and build 20,000 f***ing planks of wood in the middle of the damn nowhere just to light it on fire so you feel like you're one with the universe. Okay? All right, Stacy?
But something else happened. While the news is telling everyone about how crazy this rain and this mud is and people having to deal with that, something else happened before this happened at this year's Burning Man that I actually think concerns us all. Whether or not you went or you know someone who goes, or even if you don't care about this at all, even a little bit. There was a ritual this year that does not normally happen, a ritual for the war in Ukraine that took place the day before these rains fell. A 26-foot-tall boxed sculpture of a phoenix was burned for Ukraine. And it was in a box that was 13-foot wide and 26-foot-tall that was just put out there. They didn't tell people what was in it. It was a secret until it was revealed through the fire. And articles that talked about this, like this one in CNN, don't say really who presented this sculpture of a phoenix for Ukraine. It just says here, this one titled Phoenix was the work of 14 artists and fabricators in both Ukraine's capital and Chicago in the moments before Thursday's burn. Audio of explosions and air raid sirens rang out around the installation while an opera singer arrived unplanned, I guess?
Unplanned.
It says unplanned.
I'm sure it was very unplanned.
To perform a song in Ukrainian. Like, I guess she just showed up. It was not planned. She just showed up there at that moment to sing a Ukrainian song. And they talk about how this is a rebirth for Ukraine, a cleansing fire ritual, the rebirth of Ukrainian identity. But they still don't say who presented it. They just make it sound like it's regular artists, but
just randomly.
But CNN obviously doesn't do a lot of, I guess, what I would call journalism, because it didn't really take me that long at all to find this article in Pravda, where it says right here, This is a Ukrainian sculpture being born through fire. It's about Ukraine and each of us and how we've become stronger than ever. Vitaly Deneha? I'm probably saying his name wrong. The founder of Come Back Alive Foundation, who is currently the Deputy Minister of Defense in Ukraine, writing about this on Facebook.
So Ukraine being what it is, why are Ukrainian politics taking over Burning Man of all things? I mean, something's a little bit off, a little suspect with that whole, if you ask me. I love this thing where they wrapped it in a box like it's a big mystery. And it would be, because if you saw the sculpture, you would never know that was a phoenix unless they told you. But also, so much empty propaganda has now been associated with Burning Man. What they used to do, what they originally did, because we saw the museum exhibit, you know, the founder, Harvey and everybody, it's an interesting take on the rituals that have been done throughout time. It's an interesting take on responding to the changes that are happening in our world. But the soul of that place died X number of years ago. It's been taken over by United Nations propaganda and establishment propaganda of various kinds. And now you have a very American, it's supposed to be, you know, iconoclastic and rebellious and free and licentious in the desert. And instead, they're using it to project propaganda
for the establishment for war. For war.
Did I say too much there? So inside the mystery box is just another box of empty symbolism. It's supposed to be revelatory, but I just see another empty box. And again, you wouldn't know that was a phoenix if they didn't tell you it's a phoenix. But that's also super easy symbolism, a little bit.
But also, this deputy minister of defense in Ukraine, he's not just any deputy defense minister. He used to be a volunteer, and he's been working with the Ukrainian military since, I guess, it's been years. I think I found stuff going back to 2014. But he was a volunteer and a journalist, and he started this Come Back Alive Foundation that actually helps train people to defuse mines, and they do all kinds of stuff with this military.
But they've also been like journalist propaganda. They've been involved with documenting what's happening over there and reporting it to CNN of all organizations and feeding the Western propaganda system.
But they also support the defense forces of Ukraine with optics, communications equipment, copters. This is a charity that specializes in funneling grenade launchers, mortars, drones, etc. into the war zone. And this year, Deputy Defense Minister, who started that foundation, is going to Burning Man and sending out messages like this: Ukraine at Burning Man 23, birth through the fire. Okay. And he was there conducting a live broadcast of this installation being burned, of the ritual of this installation being ritualistically burned at this event. There's a war going on right now, supposedly, that's really serious, but it wasn't serious enough to stop this Deputy Minister of Defense of Ukraine from going to Burning Man to live stream the broadcast of this Phoenix ritual, basically, is what I'm saying. And he received his position earlier this year, and it's actually not just any deputy defense minister. It's specifically the post of Deputy Minister for Digital Development, Digital Transformations, and Digitalization.
Oh, there you go. The digital defense minister using technology to fight the war. And again, media, because I submit,
which is the biggest weapon they have.
While maybe it's true to an extent in every war, it's never been more true that the public has no idea what's really going on the ground. And the media has become such a distorted tool of skewing the truth into the public mind.
In the West, we have no realization of what's really going on because there's been no military honesty. It's a completely corrupt process in the United States. You have to run everything through the White House because the White House is fighting the war, and they're telling you the Russians are evil and brutal, all this stuff, but it's not fair, because we're not getting the truth, and the American people are blind. They're like led by like sheep to a conclusion. Well, how come we can't get both sides?
So what is this guy really doing? I mean, that's the real kicker. why is a newly appointed deputy defense minister for Ukraine, why is he partying at Burning Man in the U.S.? Like, doesn't he have more important things to do? Or if that's an important part of his mission, what are we really missing about the real message here?
I mean, that is the point, right? Because there's a lot of people that say, oh, Burning Man, it's just that thing where people go to let loose and act crazy in the desert. But obviously this is meaningful on a level to this power structure. It's obviously important to this power structure on a level that the average person is just ignorant of. Because it's the symbolism is so blatant this year. It's so over the top. On the CNN article, they go on to say, the fire, the cleansing, the forging, the seeing there was something inside that's not just complete collapse resonated very deeply with people, that it was extremely emotional, and that this is a symbol of defiance. And it says, for the opening days of Burning Man, which began Sunday, burners were left guessing what might be hidden in the mysterious box. The wooden structure itself held symbolic meaning. So not just even the symbol of the phoenix, but the box itself was also symbolic, designed to echo the casings that have been erected around public monuments in towns and cities across Ukraine to protect them from Russian shelling.
Symbolic of the esoteric purposes of this war and the hidden truth, as far as the public knows it, about the real purposes here.
And the hidden truth from even the people who go to Burning Man of what this ritual was meant to actually mean.
Oh yeah.
The minimalist phoenix design rising from the ashes as a show of strength was also symbolic. So everything about this, shifting in perspective when viewed from different angles from the front, it also resembles a trident, another name for the coat of arms Ukraine adopted in 1992 after gaining independence. Hours after the flames had died down, the site of the fire where they burned this phoenix was still smoldering, and over the coming days they were going to use a smoke machine to continue to blow smoke through the phoenix's head while a fire effect will be projected onto its body repeatedly. So It's continually burning. It's an eternal flame while it's being burned. Except the very next day is when all of this rain came. And the rains came. Unprecedented amount of rain came. So what you have here on a symbolic level is this union of opposites going on. You have fire and water. In the thing that actually occurred, it's symbolizing this rebirth through this fire of this war, but then you have the death and rebirth of fire and water, the rebirth itself symbolizing a phoenix. And that's not all. I mean, this whole thing, everything about it plays into this symbolism. If you really think about it, even mud is symbolically associated with transformation and rebirth. You can't just put seeds in soil, you have to water those seeds to get them to grow. So you need mud.
A heavy downpour on Friday turned the grounds into a field of thick, ankle-deep mud.
So this fire and water symbolism is all over this entire event now, and it's actually just all over the place everywhere if you really look. It's an alchemical formula for death and rebirth. And you will typically see this symbolism in films, even if it's just in the background somewhere, before a major transformation on this level is about to take place.
You got it in my hand!
Burn it!
That newspaper changed down my father's alive!
It's the ripple effect!
But harvest yields the following autumn far exceeded any previously recorded. And the quality of the crops was said to be extraordinary.
I mean, even earlier this summer, Pixar had a movie that came out called Elemental, which features a plot surrounding two main characters. One's Wade Ripple, a water elemental, who falls in love with a fire elemental named Ember Lumen. So water, water, fire, light. I mean, from an alchemical standpoint, let's just look at this for a second. You have the alchemical symbols for fire and water. The one for fire, which burns below on the ground, and water, which comes from the sky above. As above, so below. This is a fertility ritual that was brought here and performed here at Burning Man during harvest time by Ukraine. This is classic James Frazier Golden Bough stuff, which is what Burning Man was again founded upon, but
and drawing from, yeah.
Now you have a fertility ritual for the war. And so they burned this phoenix on Thursday night. On Friday, the rains came and came, and it basically stopped this festival in its traditional sense, as it's always been all of these years since it began, what, in the 90s? It was flooded out. Everyone's tents were flooded. People's RVs were flooding. Water was everywhere, and it turned the ground into mud, which caked people to the ground. The more they tried to walk in it, the more it glommed onto them like glue. The bicycles that people typically use to get around this thing were rendered basically useless.
Anyone who's been stuck in the mud in Alabama knows you step on the gas, one tire spins, the other tire does nothing.
Is that it?
No, there's more.
They closed the road down. They didn't allow vehicle access in or out. Attendees were told to shelter in place to conserve food, water, and fuel. And the only way to leave was on foot for miles in this mud, which would not at all be an easy trek by any means, especially since one of the rules is you have to pack up and take out everything you brought in. So this whole place kind of became, after this ritual on Thursday, like a liminal space. And at a place that's symbolically built out around the man effigy like a clock, one man actually described it as if the rains themselves paused time.
It's currently 9:44 a.m. in front of the man on Saturday, which it's supposed to burn tonight at 8 p.m. I don't think it's gonna burn. There's a strange, like, dystopian feeling out here, like Burning Man paused in time. There's bikes everywhere. People are just out, and the biggest thing is it's completely silent.
Yeah, very poetically apt.
The man, this burning of the man effigy is the key central figure that this city is built around each year. It's the finale that takes place at this event. That had to be postponed.
Man's statue remains intact as the festival delays the burning of the sculpture due to torrential rain.
And to when, you might ask, was the burning of the man postponed because of these rains? 9 p.m. Monday night, Labor Day. Labor Day, labor, a process during which the water breaks before birth. I mean, it's just every single little thing about what occurred at Burning Man this weekend was symbolic on so quantum levels of symbolism going on.
19 minutes.
19 minutes?
It's a major structure fault.
Looks like a pre-planned ritual, but the opera singer showed up unannounced.
But that was unannounced.
Unplanned.
CNN says it was unannounced, so it must have been. And I don't know if the people standing around the giant phoenix effigy, being surprised by its birth through the fire and the circle surrounding this thing, realize any of the deep symbolism of any of this. But it doesn't really matter if they do, because it's the group energy that fuels these rituals, the participation, not the explicit knowledge of the participants. So they stood around in a circle, concentrating their energy onto this Ukraine phoenix being birthed through fire in the center of this burn. They heard the air raid sirens. They heard the explosions ring out as if there was a war getting ready to start when they first watched it. They were washed in the rains in the wake of this fire. They trudged in the mud like newborn animals taking their first steps at a Burning Man whose theme this year was Animalia. And they will come back to life, as it were, during Exodus, when walking becomes easier as temps rise and the riverbed dries and hardens once again.
I mean, first of all, it was decided by someone in the establishment that this Burning Man event itself was worthy of museum exhibits. We've never been to it or anything, but we took interest in what goes on there. So we've been following it. And something weird and extreme seems to happen almost every year there, plus the COVID interruptions and everything else. They try to do it online. But, you know, they released the artwork about these festivals, and back in 2012, they had the theme Fertility 2.0. And at the museum exhibit we visited, the founder, Larry Harvey, they had some of his notebooks and his handwritten writings on display of how much he considered things to be rituals and what their meanings were, and, you know, allusions to the history of this. Anyway, they used the theme in 2012 of Fertility 2.0, which shows a water faucet in the desert with a single drop of water coming out because it's so dry out there. And that drop of water is a light bulb of technology in the desert. So the new green, the new fertility, the new life in the wastelands of the desert is basically themed around the new digital age that is emerging, you know.
And it's tech bros, and everyone makes fun of the tech bros who go to Burning Man, but if you think about it on a symbolic level and the bringing about of this new digital age for humanity, this new world that's being brought about by Silicon Valley, it makes all kinds of sense when you read it on a symbolic level. We started studying it because we started studying James Frazier, because we started studying the history of where our country came from, and then we noticed a lot of these things look very, very familiar if you've ever studied the Golden Bough. And Harvey straight up says that he was reading that when he came up with the idea for this thing, so that's exactly where it comes from. I guess the point is, they didn't do this ritual in Ukraine. They brought this ritual and did it here. On American soil, they did it here. At Burning Man, which is probably the biggest ritual that the American public in the modern era knows about. It's probably the biggest one that we have here. And they brought their war fertility ritual and did it here. So the fact that people take ritual for granted in the modern era, but if you actually study the history of this, you will see that people don't do rituals because they don't work. They don't do it just as a lark. It's not just a joke. People put this much time and effort into a ritual and do a ritual because it has an effect.
Rituals are effective.
People underestimate the power of group ritual because they don't, I think, understand it. But you don't have to understand it for your participation in it to be effective. That's the thing.
So as far as it's a natural disaster, I don't share the sentiment of people who think it's funny that hippies are stuck in the mud. I mean, people could die there. Somebody already did die there.
And they've not released any information on why it was during the rains, though. During the rains that this person died, and they've not released any information on how or why or what the cause was or any of that.
I don't think that's funny at all. Someone died, and you know, I hope people make it out of there all right. On the symbolic level, it's weirdly that such a scorched desert, dry, dead, you know, lifeless place would be flooded with water, source of life, at the exact time that they have a specific Phoenix burning death and rebirth ritual. I mean, in fairness, the Burning Man is a form of death and rebirth ritual that they do every year, but this year has a specific, unique, special ritual pertaining to the Ukrainian war, and tensions are extremely high. People are talking about this becoming a real hot war involving the United States.
They're going to go to war with Russia is what they're going to do. There will be a hot war between the United States and Russia in the next year. Yes, of course. They want it anyway. They need to declare war footing in order to assume war powers in order to win. I believe that. Being worried about the prospect of an open war. We're already at war with Russia, of course. We're funding their enemies. So we're fighting Russia. But I mean, an open battle with Russia where we say we're at war with Russia. I think that could easily happen. I think we could Tonkin Gulf our way into it, where all of a sudden missiles land in Poland. The Russians did it. Our NATO allies been attacked. We're going to war. I could see that happening very easily.
And there's been all this proxy, popular, media-driven, pro-establishment, you know, backpatting for Ukraine. Are we on the verge of going full bore into something terrible and which is going to be difficult to come back from? And has it been symbolically hailed at this event, which, again, you know, it's perhaps the highest ritual in America that is at least theoretically open to the public? I mean, other ritual places like Bohemian Grove are closed off to inside members. But this one, this place, very special and specific, what's going on there. And yeah, the power of group energy. Who knows what they're bringing to board? I don't want to overspeculate.
I mean, this ritual with the burning of this phoenix basically was the burn for this event, because the burn of the man did not take place on Saturday like it normally does.
Postponed.
I don't think they burned the temple either like they normally do. So,
but the Ukrainians had their own temple as well, the hedgehog thing.
They did. They brought a hedgehog that is obviously symbolic of defense, and it had pictures of people who have died. And it was very emotional as well, and it was brought in with this phoenix. This hedgehog temple was built out of anti-tank hedgehogs, which is a type of anti-tank obstacle made of metal I-beams. And the leader of the Ukrainian burner community said they were, in building this, they were looking at how to combine non-military paradigm of Burning Man participants with Ukrainian everyday life in this war. So they wanted to put the Burning Man participants in the position of feeling what it was like to be a Ukrainian in this war, including every part of it. The way that the man was blown up on top of what looked like skyscrapers, the sound of explosions and air raid sirens going off when they burned the secret temple of the Phoenix. And with the hedgehog temple, once again, they say that they wanted to combine the non-military paradigm of Burning Man participants with the life of Ukrainians. So this entire Burning Man was not Burning Man, because the whole Burning Man part of Burning Man got pushed completely back. It didn't happen on the days it was supposed to at all. And by the time it did happen, Exodus had already occurred Monday morning. So by the time they rescheduled the burn of the man and the burn of the temple that is just traditionally held, that was after so many thousands of people had already left. So the Ukrainian rituals of the burn and the temple actually replaced the American rituals of the burn and the temple.
Exactly.
Essentially. So, and they did it here. Again, they did it here. They didn't do it in Ukraine. This wasn't done somewhere else. It was done on the soil here, on the ground here. It's a little over the top. It's a little over the top for anyone who's even half paying attention. They're putting all of this out there in a way that's pretty blatant, even for people who don't believe symbolism is important anymore. I mean, it's so thick on this one. I can't exaggerate it. It's already exaggerated in its existence as it happened. This year shouldn't even have been called Burning Man, because it wasn't Burning Man. It was this. It was their temple. It was their phoenix that they birthed through the fire. They used this event to do it. And the symbolism of that and what it foretells for the future, I think that's the important thing, because they're clearly suggesting something here with this that's more than just, hey, come party in the desert.
If being in really uncomfortable conditions next to a burning man is the recipe for spiritual enlightenment, you'd think we'd stop doing war.
Burning Man, always steeped in thick fertility ritual symbolism from its inception. But this is so next level.
Basically, fire is rarely in shortage at Burning Man, but water is usually in shortage. Not this year with a gigantic flood, though. You know, the combining of fire and water, it's very symbolic, basic alchemy, and they're employing it for their extended Ukrainian phoenix metaphor, basically. But I really have to question, why is something so specific to Ukraine taking place at this Burning Man desert ritual for Americans that's at best general? Like, what does it have to do specifically with that situation? It feels weird to like backload that onto something that already has its own purpose.
As Michael Tracy put it on his X account, from the standpoint of advancing the current war prerogatives of the Ukrainian state, Burning Man is probably a smart investment. You're emotionally insinuating the war cause into the spiritual odyssey of the nation's top influencers.